you know, the concepts of intellectual property in relation to the bill. So if the Director General of DTI, Mr. Lionel October, could introduce his team and then continue from there. Thank you. Oh, sorry. There's apologies from Honourable Clubs. There's a family, she's on family responsibility leave, and the Honourable Hill Lewis will be arriving at 11 o'clock. And the Advocate Elbert's got part of business. Thank you. Mr. October, thank you.
Thank you. Chair, as you indicated, this is a presentation just on the broad concept of intellectual property before we get into the specifics of the two bills that we will be introducing into Parliament this year. The presentation will be done by McDonald, Mr. Kenji, and Ms. Fariachi, and then Mr. Lokonza. Then we'll go through it. If I could just make one general concept about these bills and especially the economics of it. As you know, intellectual property rights is one of the most contentious issues within the legal sphere and within the economic sphere. Because on the one hand, we have to give intellectual property protection to musicians, to inventors, to companies who want to preserve their trademarks, because you want to make good investment into either acquiring the skills or into these inventions, and they deserve some form of protection of their property rights so that they can get some payback. But remember, if you do give somebody protection, you are creating a monopoly. And you're saying nobody else can produce this product or this issue, and obviously it will mean to push up the price. And as you remember with the antiretroviral drugs, if you give it to a few companies, they will have very, very high prices, and then like you have currently with cancer drugs, it is unaffordable to people. So many countries have tried to break this thing so that they can produce what we call genetics. So as you know, India managed to bring back down the cost of antiretroviral by 90%. So this is now an affordable drug to everybody. People are doing the same with cancer drugs. So all we've got to say is the attempt there is to give intellectual property rights, but to try to narrow it and limit it as much as possible, so that over time you can bring more creative people into the free market system. Because as you can see with even little things like your tablet and your smartphone, if it wasn't for the strong competition between Apple and Samsung, the price would have been pretty high. So therefore you see these companies constantly fighting about protecting their intellectual property. So the same applies to this thing, not maybe in so much detail, because the intellectual property paper we've developed, we separated out some parts where we think there's a bigger interest and so on. But I think it's just important to remember that there's always a tension between new players coming into the market and giving a monopoly sort of protection to others.
Just to complete the picture, we have on our website monitoring and evaluating impact assessment. And then next to it is the maturity study. She is also from the same unit. And then next one is Masha. She is also from the same unit. So the DG has already stolen a standard on a lot of issues. I will do the presentation, but somewhere on the sort of performance and copyright issues related to that, I will hand over to the DG. We are not dealing with the DG as it said, but issues pertaining to those deals. I will give over to Chandra on my right hand. is a joint property, is a monopoly and is territorial. Territorial, it means that you need to go to each and every country where you want protection. You have to go to country A, and then they have got their own rules. But the intellectual property is standardized generally. Then you go to Zimbabwe and say, this is the way how you do it. As an example, you go to France will say, this is how you do it. So there is no international patent or trademark. But somewhere we will contradict ourselves when we come to international to say, if you want to register internationally, you need to be a member of this treaty, and therefore you can have embedded common international patent. International trademark is embedded common. So that will be the contradiction. But there is no international patent or trademark. You need to go country to country in order to explain ourselves as we go on. So there is the WTO, World Trade Organization. This is against the book. In 1947, if you remember, they negotiated, but intellectual property did not come to an agreement within that system. And then 1994, then they came to a conclusion to say the Paris Convention, we'll explain later, the Paris Convention treaty of convention. It is for concept of copyright, trademark, patent, design. Then let's include it in the GATT system, 1994. Then that's why we have the WTO, World Trade Organization. World Trade Organization is not a member of the United Nations. This is very important because that one is formed by developed countries and they respect developing countries because developing countries they like the United Nations, which is reduced to a talk show instead of a talk show. There, the moment you draw the bigger country tends to people, will say you should do the decision for our people. So that is the contradiction between the two. And then, therefore, talking about the WTO World Trade Organization, the agreement that they came into 1994 is called TRIPS Agreement, Trade Related Aspect of Intellectual Property. TRIPS. So therefore, name is not in contact with the full name, but you will say TRIPS Agreement. So I have already explained that the World Trade Organization is formed by the independent countries and then the United Nations is another issue. So therefore there is minimum standards agreement, Paris Convention for protection of industrial property, and the Vienna Convention for the protection of literary and artistic work. So the issue of the Paris Convention is in the Vienna Convention deal with copyright, trademark, patent, as well as design. And what we call geographical indication. We'll come with examples later of what is a trademark. A trademark, I will just from my head, is like school. The word school is a trademark. But the vocal itself, the way how it is designed, is also a trademark. Therefore, the design can convert, look the same as a trademark somewhere. Mm-hmm. A logo, a name, Nike, is a trademark. As an example, you can go on and on. And then the issue of the Vienna Convention, literary, the Berne Convention deals with the writing of books, and then you find that when you have to bring that seat, you need to school to say, what are my benefits that I will have? You must conduct an impact assessment. Many countries don't do that. They are just forced to go into it. Let me give you an example. The United States never joined the Berne Convention. The Berne Convention is the 1819 countries to very poor. They joined it in 1983, and then when they were asked why are you not joining, they said it is very difficult to discipline my nation, so therefore I'm allowing people to make it. But later, when these people are educated and become producers of books, the producers of books demanded the government. Join this treaty because we will get protection in the other countries. That's what it is. So therefore, the second point is to say, when we go for this treaty, we must hope the benefits of the country. That is the second point. So therefore, the treaty agreement takes everything that is in 1957 Paris Convention, Berne Convention, 1967 was amended, and then it is taken into the Swiss Agreement. Therefore, the Swiss Agreement is a conglomeration of various treaties. And then, if you read the Swiss Agreement, Article 6, 7, and 8, they use too much French, I think, that is Article 6. So, it's not our Article. It's our section, is our articles in France, and then also in Article, the same section. So Article 6, 7, and 8, it talks about the balancing of interests. In other words, I write a book, somebody is blind, wants that book in order to have access for the brain and the life. I want somebody to pay for that book. We need to balance how many copies should that person take. How much should he or she access without paying? So it's a balancing right. So how to balance sometimes. And then we also talked about geographical indication. Geographical indication generally is defined in the Swiss Agreement as something that is peculiar. It is found in one geographic area of a country, and then it is not found in any other country. Example, rooibos. Rooibos is found in South Africa, only in the Western Cape, only in Glen Williams Village or town. So that's where it can be found. It cannot be produced even organically. They tried the other countries, but it cannot be produced anywhere. So there is also basmati rice. There's basmati in the U.S. There is another property, but basmati is in the conglomeration of India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. We still remember that they were one country and they broke apart. So that is the geographical. I gave an example of rooibos. There is also maybe a geographical indicator of the mountain Kilimanjaro, Kenya, and Tanzania. They are fighting for the top in the highest area. I don't know where. But this is if it starts in Tanzania, the Gobi is in Kenya, or vice versa. So they have a liquor, an alcoholic beverage, that is what Kilimanjaro, they were fighting for it. And our advice was to say, please have a bilateral in order to get a royalty. So that is the geographical indication. Generally in South Africa we have geographical indicators in the wine that came with the Huguenots in 1788, we still remember the Huguenots who were walking in France. Yeah? Okay, thanks. So, the issue is that we have patent, IP, intellectual, industrial property, means, patent, design, and trademark. And then copyright is the standard. We call it copyright and patent. In other countries, they have industrial property, which is patent, design, and trademark in one department. In another country, you will find that it is in another department, like copyright is in other countries. In other countries, it is in the education department. So it is in South Africa and internationally where it is one administration. So that is the story. What is the patent generally? The patent, you will find that it is the inventory. If you invent an invention, and then when you go to an office, that administers intellectual property, in South Africa, CRTC. It's a company and intellectual property commission. It does the registration. So we have two types of registration. One is depository. Depository means you just look for formality. We have an ID. What is the name of the invention? You know, so it's just for money. But when we come to what we call substantive search and examination, we mean the following. If it is in the science area, that patent must be new, novel, not obvious, and good for industrial or agricultural use. So therefore, it may be a chemical patent, it may be biotechnology, it may be in ICT, it may also be in organic chemistry. So therefore, you need trained people who will say it means the certification, it means the certification, and therefore, I'm giving you a patent. So therefore, if you don't have substantive search and examination, it means we are just giving weak treatment. And then it will deal with us down the line because we are maybe giving something that is not new. Salt, a certain environment, patient, a salt. And the salt is a natural food. So therefore, we encourage that countries should have substantive search and examination. In South Africa, we are very good at mining area, very good in biotechnology. Yeah, in biotechnology, and then we are also good at metallurgy, and therefore, we may want to start phase by phase. To hire people, we have already hired 20 examiners in different areas and told some of them are doctors in various fields of science so that they can start with this substantive search and examination. So, good examples of patents, these are the fields that we see. To have a patient does not necessarily mean that you can go into a medical in the pharmaceutical, because we need to conduct clinical trials. Otherwise, people will die. Mostly we do these trials in the body, which are the mouth, mice, because thinking is a start and the brain. So therefore, after safety, and then we go into the situation of giving people pills. The Samsung, and then the Apple that the DG was talking about, these are the examples of technology. 90% of all technologies that we know, they are contained in a patent, as an example. So therefore, of having a strong patent office. This time we must be producer of patents. Here as for now is the other way around. Foreigners are the ones who come and must to seek protection. Challenges, depository are already said to be a patent. Therefore we want quality patents, pharmaceutical patents, frivolous in certain jurisdictions. In other words, if you don't have patents, trained people, they can give weaker patients with a pharmaceutical, and therefore the issue of medicine can be a problem, access to it, and then generic. They want to enter into the market after an expiry of the patient, after 20 years. But because you are giving $3 patent fee around it, therefore the generic companies cannot come in. So that can give us a problem. And then another issue is that we will have a pre and post run. When you register, people can oppose it. After you have registered for 3 or 5 years, down the line, people should have a right to oppose it, just an example. And then the United Nations has sent a commission in 5 or 6 countries talking about patient and health. And they took a decision, a recent decision, that was in November last year, to say health must take precedence over intellectual property. Health must take precedence over intellectual property. So therefore our commission on human rights was making a follow-up. The competition commission, the DG has already talked about the issue of monopoly. If you give monopoly to one, and then that person becomes a dominant person producer, and then there is no competition. The competition commission should enter into the thing to say maybe you have dominance, maybe there is a price fixing, all those issues. So therefore, don't look at the intellectual property as a standalone. The issue of patent treaties now. We want to close the patent. There is a patent cooperating treaty. This one is you are given a form with member states say they are aimed. As we said, there is no international patent, but in one form, you take a decision to say, I would like WIPO. WIPO has got what we call substantive patent. And then you take a form to say, I want to be protected in this country. You are taking. Good example is Angola. South Africa is a member of the Asian Corporation. We said we are good at chemical and organic one, dealing with the oil. So Angola was a good example there. And then we go to an extent of saying, it's a business. In Angola there was war, yeah? But you say I'm not going to protect myself in Angola because it's war. Well and good. What does this mean? The war has gone now and then you are patient. It's not protected in Angola. What does this mean? Therefore you have lost business opportunity. So it may be a bad example, but you need to be advised to take a business decision. So that is a patent. There is also patent law treaty. South Africa has already said South Africa is a member of the patent cooperation treaty. The strong box, the agreement containing the international patent classification. We classify them according to the time involved. And then China recently also added one. Because of Chinese music. They are good friends. So we are going to trademark now. Trademark, we have already given example, I picked up Coke, and then there is a picture there, there is Nike, there is Google. Therefore, what are the challenges? The challenges are that there is a lot of piracy counterfeit. take transport. Now that we are coming with the legislative example, is that the Volga and Pushkin or Russia at this moment in South Africa is not necessarily the same as the Russian one. If you go to the CIPC and you ask for a certificate and the trademark of each other, the one in South Africa is not the same. So therefore, there's a lot of counter. So that was an example. And then the other is to trademark treaties. Trademark treaties, there is a Madrid agreement and protocol. They are virtually the same. This is an international registration, international inverted commas registration of trademark. You get a form, you tick the countries where you want. So therefore, by not becoming a member of this treaty, sometimes it disadvantages you. We are integrating regionally and internationally. You may find that if you didn't protect yourself in particular areas, already we are closed out. Design. Design efficiently will talk to them later, but all in all is that the design is the way how things are sort of drawn. Like this bottle, water does not have a shape, emerge. It doesn't have a shape. But the moment the design becomes very cheap, ornamental, the shape becomes nice. I hope I'm okay. You feel like drinking that water, but there is no shape. But because of the design, if the design of a glass is not good, we may not even see. So we have a functional design that is very simple. In other words, we have a threshold to say it must be 1, 2, 3, but functional design maybe there's only 2. Therefore, you give it. It becomes a tasty taste, sort of tasty design. Incrementally, people can come to you and say, can I improve it? And I think that's how the aeroplane was invented. They started very low pace and then incrementally people were coming. And then in Brazil, I saw that started in Brazil, but later Europe came into the picture. So, unfortunately, the designers that we have designed all the shares. The dresses that we are having, these are designs. They say there are so many designs in so much that to protect it, register it will be problematic. Too much money, too much counterfeiting, too much piracy in that area, step out of the eye. So therefore, the designers, if they can imagine of the handset, July handset, we see a lot of design there. Whether it's a Swahili design, Luni design, now there is a Tubi design, all those issues. This is intellectual property. And then the challenges, I've already talked about it. The spies, we have a program in the DCI, and it's an incentive. We are teaching people who come with a low wage, ICT issue, the copyright, you get them, thank you. But they are not registered per se. That is the challenge that we have. So that is an example of the design that also can read that. Copyright generally, I will read it, is a literary work, novels, stories, poetical work, dramatic work, the line goes on. And therefore, we are saying in the area of copyright, we need protection. We last amended our copyright act in 2002. It was just beginning with some small issues. So it's musical work, artistic work, painting, sculptures, drawing, engraving, photographs, and then we then must, what is it, building. sulle penalty attività. Sound recording, broadcast program, sharing computer program. So just to give you one example on performance, we are talking about phonograms. Phonograms it means one, the dancer, the performer, dances the song, and then a recording company comes up to you. I want to speak that song on the record album. Now it's easy, and the technology goes on. We call it phonograms. Phonograms, it means you are fixing the sound that the dancer is doing when he or she is. So there are two people. But the person who is a dancer or a performer is not necessarily the author or composer of the song. Example is Chico Kwala. Chico Kwala wrote a song where that party dances, and then a recording company Mario featured it. So there are three people. So we used to appreciate in terms of our head, the composer and the recording company. The performer is not in the same. So we talk about middle time. Middle time, you still remember the gramophone? I'm looking around the gramophone. There used to be a middle. A head and a middle. So that middle is saying, whenever you play my song, please give me a royalty. It's a middle time. It's a royalty. Okay, let's give you that. So, it is the area of copyright now is going. We can raise these issues. So, let's go for copyright treaty. The Vienna Convention. We have already talked about it. The Vienna Convention. And then there is also internet treaty, we call it a digital treaty. WIPO, that is page 19, WIPO, World Intellectual Property Organization, which is a UN agency, also produces treaties. They are not part and parcel of the WTO, the treaty. This is the same one. So they produce the WIPO copyright treaty. WTC deals with protection for authors of literary and artistic works, such as writing and computer programs, original databases, musical works, audiovisual works, as well as the legend. Then we also have Marrakesh. We have Marrakesh too. So this means we are very convinced. It means it was concluded, signed by another thing to the Vienna House. Vienna is in West Africa. So Marrakesh is in Morocco. So it was concluded in Morocco. The fifth agreement was concluded in Morocco. Next. Then, the Marrakesh Treaty deals with the blind. I asked the blind cancer to say, can we use this shampoo to disallow the blind? Of blind people. So I'm not okay with any person. The Marrakesh Treaty, therefore, we participated a lot. The Deputy Minister then of Women was participated together with the DCI official and also the Arts and Culture and GECO. But we are not yet a member. Then we will come with proposals. The Venerable Bishop will talk about it. The challenges, pirates, in music, generally, problem is counter. That is the issue. Another issue is unfair contract. The SABC, I'm using SABC noting broadcast. SABC comes, here's an agreement signed, do you want it or not? Because of power relationship, in fact, you are the user. That's an example. You go there, you want, you come website or not. So these are at the concern. So I will come to this later. The minister appointed a commission headed by Fala, Judge Fala. Judge Fala went to Marigana probably because he was promoted as a minister. He was known that he is good at this and that. So he went to do this commission, went with professors and other people, and came to a conclusion that when we amend our legislation, there must be minimum contract. People came with the contribution and the like. It was debated during the consultation. It was agreed that we can do that, minimum contract. So that's for now, it's true. And then these people are not unionized. They don't have, they are not organized. So therefore, the issue of performance protection, generally, three categories. We talk about performance, in practice, actors, musicians, dancers, producers of one of them, these are recording companies, and broadcasters. So therefore, broadcasters, they play the song, they need to say who is the owner, who is the dancer, who is the composer. But it is not happening there. So all in all is that the copyright royalty needs to be paid to the opponents depending on contractual terms agreed upon. As I said, the contracts are generally unfair because of our the issue of privacy. So here, as the DG said, in the area of technology and media, this is the study that was done on page 24. That was done by WIPO and South Africa, a professor at the University of Pretoria, and I've forgotten the name. He was hired to come and do a study on copyright-based industry. Meaning, therefore, we are talking about copyright issues in the area of performers, sculptures, all those people taken together. What is the economy behind it? So there is a methodology. The methodology was done. And then it was done also in Russia, in the US, and other developing countries. In South Africa, it shows that 4.1 contribution of the copyright based industry. Unfortunately, in South Africa, this is not taken as a fact. It is not taken as a fact, but it is contributing 4.1. United States is producing 11% to the GDP. And then employees, how many? 8.5. In South Africa, 4.0. We may not be seeing the contribution because we are not treating it as a tax. Somehow, we talk to the state South Africa to say, please, look at the issue of designating this copyright-based tax as a tax so that we see its contribution. The moment you see the benefit, that's where you can put systems in place. But as for now, whether there is enforcement, the police are helping, that is another issue. But Russia, 6.5, 8.5 employees. Singapore, that is similar economy. 8 GDP, 6 employees. South Korea, 8.5 GDP and 4.5. So therefore, this is an indication that we may need to move with other countries. Geographical indicators have already been studied. I said IP is patent, trademark, design. And then now, somewhere I said there is geographical indication. But I didn't talk about trade. trade secrets. Cool. And then I learned to improve. Today I'm talking about this a lot because it has got so many components. You protect yourself using a secret. What we are drinking in Coke is protected by trade secrets. Trade secrets is like what? It's like the drug dealer. They give us medicine,
the drugs,
and the land, but they don't sell us how we need it. So it's Coke. Even Coke is not protected by people. Coke is protected by trade. The country that lives on trade people is Russia, in particular military people. It's Russia that lives on trade people. So this is one form of intellectual property. But the benefit or the disadvantage of it is that if I stay here with something in my mind and then I give you this drug, you get healed, and then somebody is in here without asking, because without asking any person, get the same idea because of Google intervention. Therefore, my safety test comes to an end because somebody invented it in my phone. But if somebody comes and steals it, I can interdict that under confidential information in the life. Like people who are executives in court, when they reside, when they are employed, they sign confidentiality clauses. When they go out, they also sign that who they want to be. That's how you protect trade secrets. So the other issues, genetic resources is part and parcel of intellectual property, where maybe in agriculture, a good example of genetic resources is in Jike in Ali. In Ali, there is a community called Ali there, Jike, and then this elderly, they work on a certain shrub with this, with a certain company, German or Swiss. Later, they saw that this is good for boosting the immune system. And then they went and patented it. When they patented, they went to Switzerland, the Swiss contacted us to say, but this genetic report comes from the top, we didn't disclose. There is a juice to disclose. Then we dealt with it, it's another issue. It's genetic resources. Indigenous knowledge is part of intellectual property, as all innovation around creatures of the mind. Sporting events, FIFA. Let's take FIFA, the African Cup of Nations. Generally, they will say they want protecting in South Africa, and then this protection, they will call it ambush marketing. Ambush marketing, in other words, KMTN was the sponsor of FIFA in South Africa. Vodacom was not. They say Vodacom comes with a plane and over the stadium to say, I'm a co-sponsor of what is it, FIFA. It is misleading the public. Just a minute, just a bonus. With a balloon, people can buy a lot of Vodacom. And therefore, it is not allowed in South Africa. We have the national market. So therefore, we are going to the performance protection being the key concept in general. So she will be concluding in that area. So with those few words, that's all from my side.
Good morning,
everyone.
My name is Chile and DG.
Slide 17 just continues because the Copyright Act
specific categories of work as to why they are written musical, artistic, film, sound, recordings, etc. And are the different categories of work that are eligible for protection. Then on page 18, I just want to point out that the duration of copyright protection is 50 years. That is, it runs from different terms depending on your work. If you are an author, it's 50 years after you pass away. If it is for a movie, it's a original DVD. If you are a public, which means you are in a cinema, or if it hasn't been made public, it is from the 50 years of practice from when the film is actually made. But I just want to point out that it is a bit complicated calculating when the 50 years term comes to an end. Then going to the copyright treaties, as McDonald mentioned, we've got the Infinite Treaty, the Libel Copyright Treaty, and what we said is that the legislation is very old. The Copyright Act of 1978, the Performance Protection Act of 1957. So these treaties then bring the digital aspect into the bills and legislation. So when we say we are considering accession, what does this also mean? It means we've taken the treaty language, the enforceable language, and we put it into the bill itself. We don't have to apply the treaty separately. These provisions are actually drafted into the bill with the various treaties that we've mentioned. What's also important about the Marrakesh Treaty in terms of copyright is that Marrakesh only deals with the vision being impaired or blind, which we discussed previously, where the South African position and the African position is not meant to look at people with all disabilities, learning disabilities, just next year. We have to take them for the deaf community, because subtitles for movies are needed. And there are South African citizens that cannot go into printed books like you and I and buy books. The whole purpose of this treaty is to bend the copyright law to allow you to change that book and get permission into a format so that it can be read out to the disabled person or automatically turned into Braille, and this is what the library needs. They need this sort of flexibility so that they can format shift a work that's not accessible to someone of disability, which then as well, it sort of changed a link with education, because now children with learning disabilities are also blind and deaf can have accessible formats, and that is what my attention about is very key, which is accessible formats. I want to touch on the challenges again. I have a slide on page 21. Performance protection deals with three types of related rights. That is the performer, which is defined the international standard to include actors, musicians, and dancers. This does not include a model. And why does it not include a model? A model is just advertising something, a product, or a piece of clothing, or trying to bring a product to your attention. They are not taking a piece of work, such as theatrical work on a movie, and turning it into a personal sort of experience or performance. There isn't a performance in the same as a model. They just have the line, because we've got this question also to the public consultation period. Models are also not included on an international level. We only put them at the position as dancers because of the key elements of reducing it into a performance, something that we can see, something that we can hear and experience as part of the acting world. So uses of phonograms, that is also a sound recording, that's just an old word, and broadcasting organizations. So what is key, as I mentioned, is that there has to be a live performance, and why is it key? It is a principal means of creating an income, whether it's a big concert, or if you're selling on SLP, or lucky enough to be in cast in an international movie. We are dealing with performance protection amendment law. Predominantly, it does deal with actors, because the copyright law covers musicians, but sometimes it is interlinked, so I will try and explain as best as I can. Then going on to page 22, the WIPO performance of WPPT. Basically what this is, it is an economic right. So the producer of a sound recording of a performer, this treaty allows an equitable remuneration, meaning the producer of the sound recording must have a 50% share as well as the performer of that music. So it's actually a fair split on the international forum for these two types of rights holders. The Bayesian Treaty, which is the Treaty on Audiovisual Performances. This is for the actors, as I mentioned. And why we looked at this, why it was key for South Africa, that we all remember what happened with generations, etc., that shows are often repeated. on Sundays, you can catch up on the entire week. There's a lot of content from a lot of multi-choice and Emmet, repeating shows after show. And what the Beijing Treaty allows is that there are many actors and role players involved in that value chain. They are not seeing any economic benefit. There's the producer or the broadcaster more so getting a lot of money. Also, the broadcaster is allowed to sell that TV show. It's being sold in South America, in Africa, and again, your performance fees, no income or sort of residual rights or a share in that. So we found that unfair. And what the Beijing Treaty allows that your performer gets an economic right. It gives them four types of economic rights, and that is all they can have an income. What it also gives the performer or the actor, and something very vital, is a moral right. It is your image, it is who you are, you're going out there. Sometimes you may be asked to, for example, do a new scene. What a moral right gives you the right to say no, because my image may be distorted or something I don't feel comfortable. Otherwise, they tell you sign this or they chuck you off, they don't cost you. So that is what we're trying to achieve. Then the Rome Convention itself is, as McDonald mentioned, the front of the gramophone. It is just that replaying of the song on the radio. And it's intricately linked to the local context today, because songs are, they form part of the quota as well as repeating continuously. So there again, we are attaching a royalty that is in place. I also just need everybody to note that the US is not a member to Rome or Beijing, and they are sort of the producers of movies. So what they do, and that will obviously come out, is that they force you to accept the unfair contract terms that you spoke about, and I can make that available to the lawyer. It's also on a website, the South African Bureau of Actors. What happens is the actor is forced to sign to the broadcaster all their intellectual property rights and copyrights in perpetuity to the broadcaster. So basically it's a complete buyout where all the rights are given over. At the moment, the BTI established a technical working group last year. ETV is willing to change those minimum contract standards they're working with the BTI, and SABC has also made a commitment to increase the share of what actors can get, and that they can get a share in when the TV show is sold. Okay, I'm going to go to the guide. I just want to take you through, so it's not numbers. So the first one is all the A's, audiovisual. As we spoke, as we mentioned, so audiovisual, what does it mean? It means that your senses are tapped into your sight as well as sound. So it's theater, it's a movie, it's a sitcom, it is stand-up comedy, all those sort of fall into what audiovisual is. The Beijing Treaty, as I mentioned, it is a treaty that updates the legislation in terms of the digital era, and it also gives performers, namely actors, economic and benefits rights. It also covers music videos, not only performances in movies. Broadcasting, so we take that audiovisual context and elements, whatever your favorite show is, and that is just a signal. It's a signal used by radio or television to actually transmit the content. That is termed what broadcasting. Then on the next page, the figure four, I think it's just completely unrelated. It's movies. A lot of the treaties will use the old language, so it is just simply a movie. And copyright management information, it is a system of information gathering or data gathering, which enables you to identify the owner and the nature of the copyright, whether it is one of those categories of work I mentioned. Is this a copyright owner of an artistic work, a literary work, or a musical work? And then collecting societies, we often hear those terms quite often. A collecting society is a body, pretty much like a union, that the performer, whether it be a musician, and he will be introducing a new collecting society for the actors to collect their royalty, as well as the one for the artist retail rights. So it's also, they have to be registered with our CIPC. There will be strict rules and norms that I won't get into, but it's voluntary. You're not forced to join the collecting society, but if you so choose to make administration a hell of a lot easier for the performer, the money that is accrued or owed to the performer will be and then economic rights, things that could just cover the theory like it's money, money, money. That's what royalties are about. That's what we are trying to decide for our performance. It's just the right and income. Because it is the creative industry, it's viewed as art more than work. People just think, oh, because you're an actor, you're just being art party. You know, there's economic rights attached, you have rights to a certain amount of income, because you can rent out that work or make copies to the public. We, for in South Africa, we are required to be digital. We're also going to digital, iTunes store. They are all revenue streams, and that is what the economic rights are. Fair use or fair dealing, this is an exception, and the best example is it's permission or on the license. So many people think it's when you, as people sort of say, when you go to university in France before the textbook and you go and make lots of copies, and I think that's the reality. The textbook is so expensive, and we won't say, okay, you're not breaking the copyright law because you need that access. You need to actually infringe copyright for you to be able to study. So that's why we are introducing a fair use provision, saying that if you get permission for license, you know, the university decides to make copies of so many copies of every textbook, then about actually infringing copyright. So it is accessibility to the law. And the same thing is that we educate everyone that the piracy is, and when I get to TPM, I'll describe that more. So what is a fixation? Fixation is literally the act on putting it together. It's fixing all these elements of whether a voice or a very brilliant actor and putting it into the storyline or into an actual performance where the song is being sung and you experience that whole rigmarole on the little thing and you start driving in the car or you enjoy a movie. That is a fixation. It's reduced into an ethereal form, either in the form of a movie or into a song. Now, the next term is the Intellectual Property Tribunal. This is a term that's coming from the copyright. The current Copyright Act has a copyright tribunal. Firstly, it's very expensive. The copyright tribunal is limited in access to letting societies may not be present. They also have very limited jurisdiction of matters that they may look at. It may be voluntary disputes. It takes very long to get a judgment out, especially in the High Court, and many judges are not arguing. So the Intellectual Property Tribunal will sit as a court of first instance. It will also operate like the CCMA, which is in some suggestions. It will be faster, it will be run at the CIPC, and it will be more cost effective. Also, it's going to widen the scope and give you the name of what may be disputed at the tribunal. Then the Marrakesh Treaty, we've gone into the detail of that accessible format, whether it be braille or subtitles, which is not again. When you say flexibility, you're not infringing the copyright law, but you make a copy of a novel into a braille book. Then we get into mechanical rights, and mechanical rights is when music is played on the CD, and the CD is sold. Or back in the day when we all used to listen to the text and wind it with the tape playing on. So there is a royalty attached to that, because it's put into a form, it's stated, into a material form, and it's MPN now, which is the digital, where they say the ringtone. Currently, the collective society is making that it's a part of. So there's three types of rights in copyright. It is the mechanical right, it's the performance protection right, and it's the needle plan right. That is associated with the musician, the singer, the person right. And then the complicated term, yes, the data, which is being started, that can give you more information on other data. Moral rights, as I've mentioned to you, actors have a right over their image, as far as how they want to portray themselves. We spoke about trademarks. And I often look at another example, everybody has a copy, and when you associate the next with, you see George Clooney immediately. So obviously he feels comfortable, he's not compromised, he wants to represent the brand, he believes in it, so that is, you know, we have that freedom of choice. And I think in South Africa we need to be more of our local actors as well as musicians representing local bands, local brands, so that we can also start using it and, you know, let that go over to the community to talk to these practices, a way of them gaining income and protecting their IP in another form as a trademark. The needle time on the next page, everybody knows the royalty from the needle spinning, the repetitive music is playing the radio station or broadcasting his money, and they need to share that with the musician. Novation is just a law of contract term where you can either contract have terms of obligation. The novation, you can either replace the obligation or add one or change the party. So that's what novation refers to. Then we are on orphan work. Orphan work literally is, you cannot trace who the copyright owner is. It's abandoned or the person did not want to disclose. There's a lot of value in an orphan work. It's kind of like a child who has no parents, because his work can be used. But if you can't trace the copyright owner, how do you use the work, because you need the permission? That is what an orphan work is, where the owner cannot be located. The reciprocal rights of needle time, and as you will recall, I mentioned that the USA is not a member of the Rome Convention. It is a treaty, it's a Court of Labor treaty which deals with the needle time. So what happens is the collective society tags and agreements. If you play our music there, the world is through and it's going to be played over, and vice versa. This is not happening. So if we play a Michael Jackson song, we're saying, well, we are paying the royalties. Yes, if some African music is being played, the collective societies are not receiving the royalties from other countries on our music. So we're saying we need to be the reciprocal difference. Reproduction is just reproducing the work, and it doesn't only mean when you make a physical copy of the work, it's when you also duplicate the work in the digital sphere. Then the next definition with a little boy that's like a king on the chair is the retail of royalty rights. This is a right or royalty for an artist or a sculptor, because oftentimes when you're creating, you create a painting or a piece of art or anything, it means nothing, it's your ability. But art, likewise, it creates in value. It's an asset. And when it's sold, especially fine art, visual art, is sold at a much higher price. It's sold multiple times, and then the creator of that work doesn't receive a royalty, and therefore we are introducing that concept with an explanation there. And this was also reported by the Regulatory Impact Assessment of 2013. They viewed this as one of the issues that needed to be introduced into the copyright regime. Then royalties. Royalties is just a form of income. It's work paid to the author or the creator of the copyright, like the composer or the producer. It is just their form of income. Then the TPM is the technological protection measure. And also, if we're not going to explain this, and then I realize you were having this debate on if you're a Samsung or an iPhone system. And iPhone is pretty much if you like iPhone, it's because of their quality and Apple. If anybody ever tried to download an episode of Game of Thrones, and you will see your iPhone will not do it, and it will not save that illegal copy anywhere. That is what TPM is. For phones, you are only allowed to buy music from the iStore. It will not let you download any illegal copyright content. So it has got that technological protection measure. Other phones don't really love this thing. This one, if you want something, you can go to someone with a Samsung, because the very next circumvention device, other technological devices and phones and labels, you can actually download illegal copyright content. But if you notice with an iPhone, they've actually tested it out, you can't do it. And then the White World Copyright Treaty on the next page, which is the copyright thing. The copyright treaty that it includes digital rights as well as the right of distribution, the right of rental, and the right of communication to the public. And this will be important for the musicians. The next, I've also touched on the wider performance of the phonograms treaty, which is the last one, and that is the one where the performer and the producer will share the income 50-50. So just have to go back to slide 30, audiovisual performances. As I mentioned, that the musicians are pretty much covered in the Copyright Act, the audiovisual sector were left out. The protection of audiovisual, especially by the broadcaster, was very unfair. It affected actors in the media, the generation issue. where the treaties are mentioned, and we advocate for the adoption of the Beijing Treaty, because it just strengthens that position that the former find themselves in. With they need work, and it's either taken or needed, and it shows the default, and you find out you are being played generations in there, so it's in your own form, or as well as you're being paid. And then the next page, slide 31, I've already spoken to you about, was for economic rights of the Beijing to be introduced, which is reproduction, distribution, rental. We have not got this right because we still have some illegal stores going, and then the making available rights, and then being moral rights. And then I'll hand over to McDonald and the teaching to conclude. Thank you very much.
In addition to this issue of prostitution, under the Performance Protection Act, the 1967 Principal Act, prostitution is allowed. It should not be confused with this issue of national treatment, don't discriminate all these issues. So, what essentially was emphasizing that the U.S. is not a member of the audiovisual treaty, and the Home Convention that is managed by the International Labour Organization and the UNESCO and WIPO. What is happening is that one, we are not a member of this convention as a Home Convention, but in our heads we have the process. So it's better for us to join the will come with the proposal today to therefore in the context. So the U.S., as an example, will play a lot of forms here in the country of the U.S. I'm repeating myself, deliberately, will play a lot of the United States forms here in our area. India is also doing that. India is a member of the Rome Convention, the Nigel Tiger. So there was a dispute because the Indian authorities said, no, we are not going to transmit money to the U.S. because the U.S. is not a member and it does not recognize the reciprocity. Whilst we are paying a lot of songs of the U.S. here, and that royalty is being paid to the U.S. national. In terms of the Rome Convention, we are allowed not to repatriate the money to the U.S. So the matter went to the Supreme Court, the High Court of India, and then the decision was taken that don't repatriate the money. Because the U.S. also, when it pays from that side, it has not expatriate money. That is the rationale of this treaty, which we say, will propose to say, let's ratify it because a lot of benefits. So that is the conclusion from my side, which is because.
Thank you. Okay, members, there you have it. It is indeed quite complicated. So we can start with questions. Before we go there, we are supposed to have a break for tea, but I think we can just have a working tea and members can just go and get, or anybody can go and get tea. We're not going to stop at all. So if you could please raise hands so that I can see whether or not there's questions. Okay. The Honourable Esterhazen, Honourable McPherson, Honourable Kruenhoff, Honourable Fitzgolfbeck, Honourable Matash, in that order, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I've got to admit I don't really know much about this, and I only actually had a look at it just now. But I think this bill will help to maintain the industry and provide the performance that will employ. And I also think that this wasn't really an issue long ago. I mean, but since now new technology was developed and copying of those things that became more of an issue, so that the world is really need to look after that. As I said, I only looked at it now, and just before I left, I actually asked Advocate Anthony Mitchell, our chief of staff, to just have a look at it. And if I can maybe just read it to you what he said. Under the copyright law, it's badly formalized and presented. For legislative drawing is, in my opinion, not very good. So I'm a bit concerned about what he said. And like I say, I don't know much about it. I think the bill is needed. And also I'm concerned that maybe there must be millions of rands lying already for performance that was never rewarded or paid for the copying of it. And just I think over to the lady in the house, she said, from orphan work. Under orphan work there, since this work is difficult and even impossible to locate, the orders is able to be abandoned. But a copyright still exists. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My concern actually relates to, I think you said it yourself, this is a quite a complicated issue and not something quite forward, or straightforward at least. And I see that the programming committee have only allocated a briefing to take place on the 17th of February and a public hearing to take place on the 21st and 24th of February. That seems to be quite inadequate, Chair. And I think that we need to, as a committee, look at that because I think that it is complex. I think that we need to hear from a variety of stakeholders, and I'm not sure that what the programming committee have allocated to us to deal with this bill is sufficient, because they then only allocate the 3rd, 7th, 10th, 14th, 17th for deliberation. And you'll recall that the investment bill, I think those deliberations were carried out over 2 weeks. And now we want to try and deliberate over this bill in you know, sort of 15 hours. That doesn't seem adequate to me. So I would like us to relook at that. I don't know if you have the capacity to do so in your acting position, but maybe when the chairperson is back, that's something that we can look at.
Thank you, chairperson. Mine is a little bit different. You know, if I look at your last slide, you say intellectual property is cross-cutting and needs to be administered in a well-coordinated manner. Now, you know there's huge controversy with regard to the intellectual property reglementing role. And I'm fortunate to serve on science and technology, and we have just dealt with the Intelligence Knowledge Systems Act. And we have all the legal guys, all the academics in front of us to say that those two acts cannot coexist. And the problem with intellectual property is that, you know, it's a very pure part of the law. And if you're trying to mix it up, you just sort of destroy it. Now, we don't have this in front of us yet, but you know, just a general question to the lawyers on that side is that are you happy that what we're trying to achieve in this act will enhance intellectual property and will not bring it into conflict other existing
companies. Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to know, when looking at the current section of the Power Board, and the intellectual property,
Thank you, members. I've got just three questions. First of all, on slide 8, it says that patents last for 20 years. I just want to know, do other forms of IP have lifespans, and what are they? Secondly, in line with Honourable Montasha's question, what is the reason why we haven't joined these agreements? And if we don't join these agreements before this bill is passed, will we then run into serious problems, and wouldn't it be best to go off and sign these agreements and then come up with this bill? I just want to know. And then my last question is around images. For instance, the Che Guevara image that you've used in one of the presentations is owned by the Che Guevara family, and it's not protected worldwide. Now, after the passing of this legislation, will that then be protected, and will it be given afforded the same protection as, for instance, the Coca-Cola image? Because currently that image is not being protected anywhere else, and the family is losing out on that image, but it's being used left, right and centre, like you've just used it now. Basically the DTI, I suppose, that the Warren family have been using the image in their presentation. So I just want to know about that. Thank you very much. Over to you.
I think that people answered most of the questions. The issue just about intergovernmental coordination, because as you said, there could be overlaps and clashes with a range of other parts and so on. So that is why in the processing of this bill, we worked with other departments, but also when it got to cabinet, that is where all the different ministers, they would usually send back different parts to ensure that it's aligned with the Department of Science and Technology, Department of Communication, Department of Art and Culture, especially is very strong with this issue of the performers and the musicians getting access to their payment that they oriented to the impact. So we have had a process of intense collaboration between the different departments, and we've actually had lots of critical discussions to try to carve out the different niches. So in its current form now, all the departments are in line with this one. And it was worked through very closely by the different ministers in Canada.
No, just to add on this issue of coordination. We did Marrakesh, we worked with following departments, we mentioned the vehicle, the arts and culture, ourselves, and then science and technology. So again, we can give you things in writing, the comments of these various departments, what have they said, as an example. So this is in the area of Marrakesh. But on the issue of accession or ratification, this is highly conservation, only parliament of the Republic of Moscow can buy the plan, not official going outside to negotiate its rules. I'm repeating my point. This is very controversial. Going to WIPO or WTO or any other organization, we eat a lot of land to them, we become a crisis, and then we sign. The WTC and the WTC is a good plan. But coming back to South Africa, we are under tremendous pressure to ratify those before you deal with the empirical facts of what are the benefits and you go to parliament. This is not a technical thing. A technical treaty can be signed by a minister, and the minister will come to and report to parliament. But the ratification of an international treaty, no one is allowed. You need parliament to do that. Yes, a lot of time might have lapsed, but cooking this legislation took a long time. Coming here is to respect parliament. Because we are the only person who can ratify. Unlike Namibia, Namibia signs only, the treaty becomes binding and enforceable. But in South Africa, you only come to parliament. So the issue of delay there, we can, I don't want to enter into that, but it's only South African parliament that can. Because we are attracting obligations, and then we also want to buy. So parliament is the final thing. Therefore, when we are processing the deal, we'll be saying, please, let's ratify Marrakesh Treaty. The Minister of Arts and Culture wrote a letter recently. I'm looking at the detail currently. I submitted something in response where he said, please, go for Marrakesh Treaty, it would be good for education for all the people. So therefore, the minister is coming there from another perspective to say, and then we are saying, we are firm now to say, parliament ratify this treaty because these are the benefits. So that's all what we can say. The other issue, contracting. We have already talked about it. And then the last thing, Hilton is 20 years. The rationale is that I'm protecting you, I'm giving you this money for 20 years, provided when it expires, received to the public domain, so that the public can, the generic, if it is pharmaceutical, can come. But now, because of weak patent, that we see frivolous patenting around, it is not coming into the public domain. Copyright, we talk about 50 years and the like. Other countries are going to serving as an example. And I would say, what are the benefits? Are we not dancing the truth of the digital economy? What are the benefits for us? We may find ourselves changing the tune to go to 70, I don't know, but we are saying our duty is not to be clear parliament. It's to come with information and give it all the decency lies here, if we can take a final decision. So it's 20 years for the design, it's 15 years, another one is 10. Yeah, but it depends on the country. Others can give 50, another one can give 10, as an example. So, trademark is perpetual. In other words, you renew after 10 years. You renew with AFP. After 10 years, you renew as gold the legend. If you forget or somehow you don't renew, it expires. That was the case of the McDonald's, the Big Tag, Dagger. You still remember the case? McDonald's, the Dagger?
That one is empty, it's not an empty. So what we're talking about here, there was a South African nation, right, who said McDonald's was registered in 1974. McDonald's but because of the sanctions, it never operated. One of the issues that I'm protecting you provided you invest into the country. If you don't do that, I'm no longer going to protect you. There are 2,000 McDonald's in India. I'm not talking about this in India. In South Africa, how many are there? How much are we spending to protect them? It's another issue. But this SNC, they never use it for 5 years. Therefore, allow me to use the word McDonald's. The court took political issues, it was sanctioned, all those issues, and said, no, we are not giving you this. But in terms of the 1963 Act, it is wrong. They should have allowed the big bank in South Africa without this money. That is the McDonald's story. So it's 10 years with the new and old election. The design I've already said it, and then the patent is 20 years, and then a conflict of laws. The DG has already said, when a cab memo comes, let this consultation be suspended. It is again sent to various people. And the state law advisor see to it that there is no conflict of law. And recently, we have also said the Department of the Department of we have this in supported the in writing. So if there is a change of mind, it needs to be stated. Our duty is not to mislead others, but to give all the information. So if there is something that is being said by stakeholders to say they cannot call a speech, it was said yet in Parliament, in this Parliament, that this IPLA cannot be used in there. It's better to go to science and technology, but it's an intellectual property that is within the domain of the DCI. And therefore, where intellectual property like patents, I talked about detaining and as an example, that a company works with the elderly and took the knowledge without saving them and went to Switzerland to pick and it was retained. And then the Swiss notified us again, but there is a duty to say where is the origin of this genetic report. It's from South Africa. And they told you that this patient comes from South Africa. We said no, then we dare you. If you read the Biodiversity Act, the member, National Biodiversity Act, it said, including the Patent Act of 2005, if you have a patient based on genetic resources and you don't reveal the knowledge where you get it, whereas you went with the community, and there is no benefiting of the society of the community. Therefore, it must be declared invalid. It is there. So therefore, we try to work respecting the issue of conflict of law. It should not happen in one parliament. It should not happen in one parliament. Otherwise, we are misleading parliament. So therefore, we consulted with all these other departments. And then the other issue is the problem where it will be dealt by the chairperson probably, Honorable Macpherson. This one is not in our domain. Okay. So missionary seems to be looking for another issue. She has to take advice to the also the presenter. The issue of the new technologies, we have said we have digital treaties, we want to propose to this parliament to say, let us ratify the treaty. And then lastly,
when the assembly was dealing with something that's also.
Thank you. I just want to touch on a few of these points. First, on the accession or ratification of the treaty. In terms of the World Intellectual Property Organization, they require, before that treaty, for example, Marrakesh, were only allowed to court at WIPO if 30 countries have acceded to the treaty. So that is a threshold, only 30 countries recently have come into force, and that treaty only came into force. I sent out the collection October, November last year, so we haven't missed out completely. Beijing is not in force yet due to the fact that they do not have 30 countries, but that does not stop our legislation from intellectual property territorial from having those good terms in our legislation in the bill. Then going back to the other question, if you recall, the copyright amendment bill was published for public consultation on the 27th of July 2016. It was acknowledged then that the drafting could be improved on, and subsequent to then the public hearing, we separated the two bills. We have a performance protection amendment bill and a copyright amendment bill, which have gone through rigorous vetting processes. So when you do read this bill, the drafting has improved drastically. And then to the last question on the pictures we do. Okay, so this is a very good example. The Mandela family also claims to own the image, but in terms of the Merchandise Marks Act, it is the Minister of Trade and Industry that has to be commissioned whatever image of Mandela is used. So set England in terms of the Paris Convention 6 tab, it is owned by the state. However, as I mentioned, this is with fair use, so there's an exception. If you look at the two pictures very closely, it's an example of satire. It's Obama and Shane. So because it's falling into that category that is included in fair use, the Puro is allowed to make fun of that, as in all the other cartoons, because it's a form of satire, therefore it's an exception, and it's not infringing the copyright law.
Just to say something, this issue of signing a treaty, we have said that we are not keen to rush to sign a treaty. We are not keen to sign a treaty without having done the empirical study of the benefits to South Africa. So, we just want to share with you to say sometimes we may find officials zooming around like audio visual in Beijing. It was signed off. We are under tremendous pressure to ratify whether it is in our benefit or not. We don't know. Here's an example. Always you will see that in our presentation we say our reading of the speech then. We are saying the broadcast with the signal, when they send it to the Latin America, to Italy, wherever, our understanding is that they are claiming to own the content, whereas the content should be owned by the dancer, the creator of that intellectual property. They only own the signal. If our understanding is correct, therefore the advice of Parliament is don't join the show. Because they are using, they are taking the intellectual property of this platform. But we are told that no, our reading is not correct. So therefore, when we come and make a presentation here, the legal advisors from the US will have to read together with us so that we come to a common understanding, and therefore the proposal that we are going to make to say join, because it's only Parliament that has passed, it will be well informed. So I'm just cautioning on this issue of saying join that treaty, sometimes it's not good. And then our act generally, we are members of the our head has taken the article, the treaty language into our system. But there is a law that we are doing, because those treaties of union, transfer, the trade, capacity building, and then we are not enjoying because we are not a member then. So, but I think that was a well calculated move. As for now, we will come with the correct advice, and then again the counter, the legal people will counter the arguments, and then we'll see where we go. So I wanted to make that clarification.
On behalf of the author must
and share this. So in that basic example, that is actually provided here. Now the issue of the health is in the land. It is not only the same way, it's the same one that we're talking about, and the detainee cases, and different cases, the richest in the international. Second example, the clinica, the one that takes part of the second example, and then the sulfa, people putting things in the face, but it's too much sulfa, it may corrode you. But if well regulated, it can be okay. It's not enhanced, you know. So therefore, companies are coming from outside and then working with these people, taking their knowledge and run away. That's how the e-flower wants to say, don't use intellectual property as defined by the web to poach into international. That's what we are doing. So therefore, that deal, and I'm not criticizing the other one, we deal with it at a certain level. That one, it has got intellectual property, but protection of the database, because in the database, you also need protective mechanisms. In other words, you can work with the examiner. So the examiner, there is this and this, the examiner can say, this comes from this community, and there is a confidentiality agreement. So therefore, we don't need to reveal it. In so much that if you don't do that, therefore the DCI will be using, use the database as a launching test for feeding, and then by this imagination, as an example. So therefore, the issue of the detainee or the health and the life, that's why we say intellectual property is being used to coach into the international world. And if you don't have protective mechanisms, then we have a problem. That's where we, that's what we're talking about. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Members, do you have any other follow-up questions? I'll take that as a no. I'd like to thank the department for coming for this and telling us about this very complicated matter. And this is still the early days. We've got many more discussions around this coming. Thank you. Honourable McPherson, your issue, your concern will be raised with the Honourable Fuss. I'd like to just move now to our near the close of this meeting. Our next meeting is on the 14th of February. It's in Committee Room 1, 90 Plain Street at 9:30, and we'll be talking about the third quarter financial and non-financial performance report from the DTI and from the NRCS. So I look forward to seeing everybody there, where I'll be a backbencher like the rest of you. Okay, thank you very much, and this meeting is now adjourned.